How you doing,
Lester
people?
Lester Roadhog Moran.
All right.
Here.
Okay.
Wow. Boy, we hadn't seen you in a while.
I know.
Boy, here you are. What brings you this way?
And the first time we roll up to North Main Barbecue, you got to come out here and feed yourself, I guess.
Well, I heard you boys were out here at the Great Ray Greens, and I thought I'd come out here and get me some sausage and some ribs and some of Ray's patented colon blow baked beans. All right. The beans you can eat for 30 minutes before you swim and enjoy the awesome power of turbo propulsion. Okay. All right. Good to see my boys.
Good to see you. How you been,
Hardliners,
man?
Out here.
Yeah.
In Euless.
How you been?
I've been doing good. I've been driving the bus.
Oh, yeah?
From Billy Bob's of Texas.
So you're back to driving a bus. Now, you used to drive a bus for Elvis, didn't you?
A long time ago, Hambone. Okay. But now I drive the bus for Billy Bob's, and today I was out driving Lori Morgan around.
Oh, no kidding.
Lori Morgan.
Yeah, she's playing at Billy Bob's tonight.
All right.
How'd that work out for you?
The country singer with the Susan Powder haircut. All right. Old Troy Aikman dated her. And I don't understand, if Troy's trying to fight rumors about being gay, why he would date a woman who's a sister of Sappho. Okay.
Oh, man, that's dark. Oh. That is dark, Lester. I can't believe you'd say that. Let's see.
All right. The dark music. Okay. All right. I tell you, every time Laurie plays at Billy Bob's, them butch women come out in force, I tell you.
You don't know
it's
that.
It's like an Indigo Girls concert. All right.
Now, what do you know about the Indigo Girls?
I tell you, when Lori's in town, the women's restroom at Billy Bob's has something in common with the flooded city of Fargo. A bunch of leaking dykes.
All right.
Okay. All right. Here, here.
Man, I can't believe that we haven't talked to you in over a year, and you come in here spouting off all that.
Well, I always look out for my good brethren on the hard line, the Hambonita and the Wolf with a little ticket. And I tried to get Laurie to come out here to the Great Ray Greens, but she wouldn't have none of it. And that's okay with old Roadhog, because Ray don't serve no Mexican food, and old Laurie only eats tacos.
Oh,
okay. All right, here, here. Here, here. All right. Okay. All right.
Oh, gosh, man.
I wished I hadn't said that.
I did too.
I wished I hadn't said that.
You don't have to worry about it, because I'm sure, or it better have been dumped.
I apologize to the Ellen DeGeneres of the country music. All right.
Oh, listen at that.
What happened to you? You used to be such a nice guy, and now you're just the darkness.
Okay. I don't know what happened to the old Roadhog. The old Roadhog's about to go up in line and load up on the smoked sausage.
You gonna have some smoked sausage?
I'm gonna have some sausage. Something Laurie never had, all right. Okay, I'm teasing there. Just tripping the darkness meter, okay.
All right, well, going up in the lines, it sounds like your voice is about to give out.
All right, oh, okay. All right, thank
well,
you
nice
very
to
much.
See you. Nice to see you.
Let's go.
Wow. Yes.
Gentlemen, stand and welcome the official.